Well, good morning. It is October 15th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in 1 Kings chapter 18, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting that book today. And then at the same time, we're going to finish the long book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 48, start the book of Daniel tomorrow, and then finish up with Psalm 104. So let's get in the Word today. 1 Kings chapter 18 today. 1 Kings 18, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain unto the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of the house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land. Unto all fountains of water, and unto all brooks, peradventure that we might find grass, to save the horses and mules alive, that we might not lose all the beasts. And so they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. And Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Art thou that my lord Elijah? And he answered, I am. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned, that thou wouldest deliver thy servant unto the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation of kingdom, whither my lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not here, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation, that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so, when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told, my Lord, what I did when Jezebel slew the prophet of the Lord, and how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, Go tell my Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me? And Elijah said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. And so Obadiah went to meet Ahab, and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. Came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou, and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Baalim. Now therefore send, and gather me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, and eat at Jezebel's table. And so Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them, therefore, give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of the Lord your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and I will call, and ye call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until the noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leapt upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them, and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, and there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stone he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal and let no one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And so Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black and clouds and wind, that there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. That was 1 Kings chapter 18, one of my favorite passages of scripture. Let's move on over to start the book of 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in the power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men ye were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction and with joy of the Holy Ghost, and so that ye were examples to all those that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that they need not to speak anything. For they themselves show us of what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. That was 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Let's move on over to our final reading, our final reading in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 48 today. We're going to read the final chapter of Ezekiel and then start the book of Daniel tomorrow. Ezekiel 48, the final chapter. Now these are the names of the tribes from the north end of the coast of the way of Hethlon, as one goeth to Hamath and Hazarenon, the border of Damascus, northward to the coast of Hamath. For these are his sides, east and west, a portion for Dan, and by the border of Dan from the east side unto the west, a side, a portion of Asher, and by the border of Asher from the east side even unto the west, a portion for Naphtali, and by the border of Naphtali from the east side unto the west, a portion for Manasseh, and by the border of Manasseh from the east side unto the west, side, a portion for Ephraim, and by the border of Ephraim from the east side unto the west side, a portion for Reuben, and by the border of Reuben from the east side unto the west, a portion for Judah, and by the border of Judah from the east side unto the west side shall be the offering which he shall offer of 25,000 reeds in breadth and in length, as one side of the other parts from east side unto the west side, and the sanctuary shall be in the midst of it. The oblation that ye shall receive unto the Lord shall be of 25,000 in length and of 10,000 in breadth. And for them, even for the priests, shall be this holy oblation towards the north 25,000 in length, and toward the west 10,000 in breadth, and toward the east 10,000 in breadth, and towards the south 5,000 in length. Sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the midst thereof. And it shall be for the priests that are sanctified of the sons of Zadok, which have kept my charge, which went not astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. And this oblation of the land that is offered shall be unto them a thing most holy by the border of the Levites. And over against the border of the priests, the Levites shall have 25,000 in length and 10,000 in breadth. And the length shall be 25,000 and the breadth 10,000. And they shall not sell of it, neither exchange nor alienate the first fruit of the land, for it is the holy unto the Lord. And the 5,000 that are left in the breadth over against the 20,000 shall be a profane place for the city for dwelling and for suburbs, and the city shall be in the midst thereof. And these shall be the measure thereof, the north side 4,500, and the south side 4,500, on the east side 4,500, and the west side 4,500. The suburbs of the city shall be toward the north 250, toward the south 250, toward the east 250, and toward the west 250. And the residue in the length over against the oblation of the holy portion shall be 10,000 eastward, 10,000 westward, and it shall be over against the oblation of the holy portion, and the increase thereof shall be for food unto them that serve the city. And they shall serve the city, and shall serve it out of the 12 tribes of Israel. And the oblation shall be 25,000 by 25,000, and ye shall offer the holy oblation foursquare with possession of the city. And the residue shall be for the prince on the one side, and the other side of the holy oblation, and the possession of the city over against the 25,000 of the oblation toward the east border, and the westward over against the 25,000 towards the west border, over against the portion of the prince, and it shall be the holy oblation, and the sanctuary of the house shall be in the midst thereof. Moreover, from the possession of the Levites, and from the possession of the city, being in the midst of that which the prince is between the border of Judah and the border of Benjamin, shall be for the prince. As for the rest of the tribes, from the east side unto the west, Benjamin shall have a portion, and by the border of Benjamin, from the east side unto the west side, Simeon shall have a portion, and by the border of Simeon, from the east side unto the west side, Issachar a portion, and by the border of Issachar, by the east side unto the west, Zebulun a portion, and by the border of Zebulun, from the east side unto the west side, Gad a portion, and by the portion of Gad, the south side southward, the border shall be even be unto Tamar, and unto the waters of strife in Kadesh, and to the river towards the great sea. This is the land which ye shall divide by lot unto the 12 tribes of Israel for inheritance, and these are the portions, saith the Lord God. And these are the goings out of the city of the north side, 400 and 500 measure, and the gate of the city shall be after the names of the tribes of Israel, 3 gates northward, 1 gate of Reuben, 1 gate of Judah, 1 gate of Levi, and at the east gate, 4,500 and 3 gates, and 1 gate of Joseph, the gate of Benjamin, 1 gate of Dan, and at the south side, 400 and 500 measure, and 3 gates, 1 gate of Simeon, 1 gate of Issachar, 1 gate of Zebulun, at the west side, 4,500, and with the 3 gates, 1 gate of Gad, 1 gate of Asher, 1 of Naphtali, and it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be, the Lord is there. That was 48 chapters of Ezekiel. Good job, everybody. Very big book. One of those major prophets finished today. We're going to pick up tomorrow in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 1. But that said, let's move on over to our final reading today in Psalm 104. Psalm 104 today for our final reading for October 15th. Psalm 104, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chamber in the water, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with deep with the garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hastened away. They go up by the mountains, and they go down by the valleys unto the place which thou founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs unto the valley, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowl of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chamber. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he might bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of men, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars Lebanon which he hath planted, and where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the ponies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth is going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey, and seek their meat from God. the sun ariseth, they gather themselves together, and they lay down in the dens. Man goeth forth unto his work, and to the labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches, and so is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships, there is the Leviathan, who thou hast made to play therein. And these wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season, that thou givest them that they gather. Thou openest thy hand, thou art filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to the dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created. And now renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet, and I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Blessed thou the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Well, that was our reading today for October 15th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Really appreciate it. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Just as a reminder today, from 8 to 11 this morning, we are having our work day at the church today. We have a lot going on in the life of the church in regard to especially about cleaning up our canvas. We have lots of leaves that could be picked up. We have lots of indoor jobs that could be done today. And so if you're watching this and you're thinking about coming out, come out. Even if you can come out for an hour, that would be great. Every little bit helps. Every hand, all hands, what's that phrase? Many hands make light work. That's what I was looking for. Anyways, yes, many hands make light work. So come on out this morning and join us. And, of course, join us tomorrow for our new adult Bible class as well as our continued study through the book of Hebrews. But God bless you all. Let's start this day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness and your grace in our lives. Nourish us with this word and just give us a good day. And you pray for your blessing upon our work day. May you get all the glory for it all. And give us a good day in you. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody.